Attorney General John Ashcroft is testifying this morning before the Senate Judiciary Committee. He's defending the Bush administration's anti-terrorism measures. In his opening statement today, Mr. Ashcroft anticipated criticism that civil liberties are being infringed.
We are at war with an enemy that abuses individual rights as it abuses jetliners. It abuses those rights to make weapons of them with which to kill Americans.
Later in his testimony, the Attorney General sought to put his statement into the context of the terrorism investigation.
Since lives and liberties depend on clarity, not obfuscation, each action taken by the Department of Justice, as well as the war crimes commissions considered by the President and the Department of Defense, is carefully drawn to target a narrow class of individuals, terrorists. Our legal powers are targeted at terrorists. Our investigation is focused on terrorists. Our prevention strategy targets the terrorist threat.
Attorney General John Ashcroft in testimony this morning before the Senate Judiciary Committee. NPR's Barbara Bradley has been covering the Ashcroft hearing. She joins us now. Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning, Alan.
There's been a lot of grumbling up on the Hill about how Congress was not consulted about the issue, especially of these military tribunals to try accused terrorists. What was discussed, and how did Mr. Ashcroft respond?
You're right. There has been grumbling. Both Democrats and Republicans have said they could support a military tribunal, but they are very irked. They have been for quite some time now that the administration has not come to them and consulted about the ground rules. And today, the Attorney General was very, very blunt with them. He said, let me quote this. He said, "I cannot and will not divulge the contents, the context, or even the existence of such advice to anyone, including the Congress, unless the President instructs me to do so." He talked about, he said, look, you all, the commander, the President has the authority to have these military tribunals as Commander-in-Chief, and we'll consult you when we want, essentially, but we're not going to tell you everything. So he's really rather clear in his rebuke of Congress.
Senators did try to get Mr. Ashcroft to say exactly what the rules and regulations are going to be in these proposed military tribunals. What happened? What did he say?
That was very interesting. The chairman of the committee, Patrick Leahy, tried to pin Ashcroft down. He said, look, we understand from leaks and other sources that only non-citizens caught outside of the United States would face a military tribunal, that they wouldn't be done in secret, that there would be the same rules as a court martial, that there would be judicial review, meaning that someone could appeal to a civilian court. Is that right? And the Attorney General really didn't answer. It took a couple of times to ask. And finally he said, well, you know, whenever we can, whenever possible, we will have this testimony be in open court, but sometimes we won't. And then he wouldn't guarantee that any of the other rules that Leahy was talking about would, in fact, make it into the final draft. Right now, the Department of Defense is drafting the rules, and it's very, very unclear what actually they will look like in the end.
Well, what else did they manage to cover up there this morning, although it sounds as though they've already gone over a lot?
They have, and there's more to come. They talked about detainees. Ashcroft defended the executive order that they would listen to conversations between inmates and the lawyers. And Ashcroft said, look, we have safeguards here. We are not abusing anyone's rights here. We're going to tell them ahead of time that we're going to listen in on their conversations. We won't use this information in prosecutions. But look, all we are trying to do is stop further terrorist attacks, and we have every right to do that.
Thanks very much. NPR's Barbara Bradley covering the hearings with Attorney General John Ashcroft for the Senate Judiciary Committee this morning.